Well, it's about time for another Rambling While I Ramble, I guess. And this is a totally unoriginal episode. It's completely stolen from Cheap Show. So what I recommend, before you listen to the rest of this, press stop. Go onto your podcast player of choice. Look up the Cheap Show podcast. Just look up Cheap Show and you'll find it. And look up episode number 390, which is Derive Time or Derive Time. I'm not quite sure how you... I should have checked, but there you go. This is me we're talking about. And the reason I'm telling you to go and listen to that first is because I've stolen this idea from Paul and Eli. It's using an app called RoboNautica, which I had never heard of. And it sounded quite fun. So I'm on my own again. Rob's at home, and I thought I'd record another little bonus episode. I fancied a walk. And the idea of RoboNautica is it's an app that will take you to weird and random places based on your intention for that walk. It uses Google Maps or Apple Maps, whichever you've got installed, and it claims it uses quantum points to help you locate these places. So it's all a little bit airy-fairy, and I genuinely don't believe in any of that sort of thing. I'm very skeptical. I'm open. So if there was evidence or something weird were to happen on this walk, then totally I'll be open to that. But I have a feeling it's just going to send me to random spots around St. Albans that I already know that nothing weird or magical or anything like that is happening. So, pardon me. I have set RoboNautica. Let me set the radius. Can I move that radius? How do I move it? Oh, that's a bit stupid, isn't it? I should have really looked at that. Right, I've set the radius to 1.4 miles, and I've got the choice of attractor, power, or void. Now, if you've gone and listened to the Cheap Show episode, you'll know what all of those are, but very quickly, an attractor is a dense area of random points. There's owl tokens, which straight away, if there's an app that's got in-app purchases to buy things to be able to do what you need to do with it, just tells you straight away that quantum points don't exist. This is just a money-making app that's going to give you an adventure in the terms of it's taking you somewhere random that you may not have thought about going to. So you've got an attractor, which is dense area of random points. You've got power, which is the one that's standardly set, and that's the most anomalous area of random points. And then you've got void, a sparse area of random points. Well, I'm going to do power. That requires 20 owl tokens of my apparently zero now. How have I only got zero? I've not done anything on this app, and apparently I now have zero. Can it tell me how I've apparently spent those? Okay, so you're eligible to receive 150 of free owl tokens every day. Well, I've not had any. So already this is kind of a piss take, isn't it? Right, well, let's do starter. Screw it, it's only £2.99. I'm buying that now for the podcast. Hopefully this will give us something. Oh God, right, £2.99 on the debit card. Luckily I've got money. Right, that's paying and we'll get underway. Now I believe that this asks me to enter a word. So what is my intention for this walk? Now, I could be rude, I could be horrible. I'm not going to be. I'm just going to be sensible and let me see, what's my intention? I'm going to use something like the word wonder, I think. But I do need to actually get started. Right, okay, that's 600 owls, owl points. Right, I don't want that many. I want to change my radius down to, as I said, I'm going to have a, let's have a look, 1.5 mile radius, that'll do, and generate. There we go, so you're about to embark on a journey. Now, while that's happening, I started it at a very apt place, I think, if I wanted a weird thing to happen, and that is St. Albans General Hospital. Hasn't got an accident and emergency anymore, but those of you that do listen to Cheap Show will well know that this is the place that Derek apparently killed an ambulance man. What more can you ask? Oh God, this takes ages. Oh right, there you go, it's done it. Right, it's generated a spot. It is Verulam Golf Club. Okay, so I've got to go to number 43 Cunningham Avenue, St. Albans, AL1 1JJ. So I'm going to do start journey. Saving your points allow you to return to bookmarks log. Yes, go on then, I'll save that. Hospital bookmark. Right, opening maps. I don't want to drive. I want to walk. How do we change this? Oh God, this is the same problem Paul had. I'm using Apple Maps this time and it's only letting me do drive. How do we change this to walk? It'd be really good if you could. No, that's generated point. Oh, no, I fucked it up. Let's try that one again. Start journey, opening maps. Right, you click drive and then change it to walk, okay. 43 minutes, allegedly. So, I am gonna start that walk and I will record anything as we go. So I'll be back in a little bit. Bye. Well, 3 minutes into the walk, I've walked a grand total of 100 metres and I have now been greeted by a fox in the middle of the road. I also can't remember if I said the word that I'm thinking of or the intention I'm having for this is the word wonder, as in wonder, sorry, not wonder, wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, as in I wonder what the fuck I'm doing or I wonder what the fuck I'm going to find. Who knows? I'm also doing this at night, which the app allegedly says you shouldn't do. And it also says you shouldn't do this on your own. So, oops. Anyway, so we've seen a fox. Does that count as wonder? I don't know. Well, I've not even 500 metres in now, really. Maybe 600 metres. Just coming up to the busy part of the road where I've got to turn left and another two foxes. It's a really weird night for foxes. I didn't think they'd come out this early, or at least in the light, but yeah, so far, walking along, I had one that crossed the road in front of me, and then two that were out in a little football field to my left. Now, it's weird, actually, because I thought, seeing I'm doing a rambling about rambling, like I did for the Star Trek, I thought I'd talk about things that we, or memory at least, and that football pitch, I really, well in fact that whole stretch of road, two things that my parents don't remember but I vividly do. Number one, going for an x-ray because I used to get a trapped nerve in my neck, and I remember going to hospital being in my little school uniform and having my horribly loose vest that Mum would make me wear even in the middle of the summer, and having an x-ray done and being horribly scared of it and never actually getting a result or anything from it, bizarrely. Well, I presume we did, but I was never told. And then that football pitch, when I was on the B team, the Killigrew football team, we played there once, we lost. Anyway, three foxes now. How many more will I see? And how many people are gonna think I am very weird talking to myself as I come into the town centre? Oh well, back to walking. Another random story for you as I walk down the Hatfield Road now in St Albans. We'll just walk past the Mermaid Pub. Now it's not the same landlord and landlady that were in there, but many years ago now, at least 10 or 15 years ago, I used to run the first community first response team out of St Albans. Community responders had lasted a long time, or existed a long time, I should say. And just in case you don't know what they are volunteers who attend 999 calls in a local area and they take a defib and oxygen to where it's needed. And the idea is you get a defib to the patient that needs it sooner than the ambulance does. And that increases their risk of survival. Risk, chance of, fuck me, brain's not working. Yeah, that increases their chance of survival. I mean, yeah, sometimes you look at the person and go, fuck me, do we risk reviving them? But no, that's horrible to say, ignore me. Bad, Tom, bad. Anyway, so Mermaid, we got a call there and I was the closest responder on good old group FR024 was the group name. So I got there as we'd got given it as a female having respiratory distress, possibly asthma. Well, I got there and there was a man and a woman sat out the front of the pub while the pub was still very busy, lots of noise, lots of people drinking. It was summer, they were happy. So I stopped the car, got out, got my oxygen out, got my grab bag out and said, what can I do? What's wrong? How can I help? I'm from the ambulance service. And they basically say, well, we put some chemicals in the toilet in the men's and I think it's burnt our throats. So I'm thinking, oh, right, that's interesting. Fine, okay. So I took both of their details. I put them on oxygen because that was our protocol at the point. And I said, right, what have you actually done? And basically, their words were something along the lines to the effect, someone has done the king of all dumps in the toilet. It's destroyed the bowl and we were trying to clean it. And what they'd done is they'd mixed bleach, line cleaner, and any other cleaning chemicals they could find down the toilet. And for those of you that know basic chemistry, or even, you don't even need to know basic chemistry, if you know the back of, if you've ever had a shit and you thought, I'm bored, I need to have a read of something, you will have read the back of the bleach packet and it says, do not mix cleaning chemicals, which is exactly what they'd done, and it had made chlorine gas. So I walked into the toilet and there's a thin kind of layer of chlorine gas across the floor. So immediately I kind of stepped out. I phoned back my control and gone, I think we've got a problem. And control's gone, yeah, you really do. Can you ask everyone to leave the pub, which I did. Next thing I know, three fire appliances arrive. One of the East of England Ambulance Service, as it was called and still is called, major incident vehicles. We had firemen turning up in gas equipment with masks on and the whole lot. And they went in and vented the entire pub. But what made it worse was this landlord and landlady had nipped back in, taken the bottles of chemical that they'd mixed and hidden them because they knew they were going to get in the shit at this point. So there's a huge hoo-ha going on at that point, and the fire officer's losing his rag with them. The ambulance team are saying, well, we should really take them away. They've got slight burns to their upper airway. We need to get this seen by a doctor. We don't think it's anything major, but it does need to be looked into. So I went scouting and I found in the bottle bin around the back of the pub, three of the bottles that they'd use, which luckily the fire officer could then take over to his little book of tricks, and he read out exactly each one, the chemicals involved, and was happy that actually he just needed to vent the pub, and after an hour people were allowed back in. But I can't imagine whatever brand of pub that was that they stayed landlord and landlady for very long, because that could have been potentially nasty. But anyway, just a little weird story as I walk past the Mermaid. I'm now walking past St Albans Station. I reckon it's going to take me 43 minutes to get to this. I don't think that's going to be the case, but we'll see. So far, I've listened to Has Been Hotel, one of the best musical cartoons I've listened to in ages. And now I'm on the Punk Rock Factory and Masters of the Universe, which is them covering lots and lots of cartoon songs. Anyway, I'm going to get back to walking, and I'll get back to recording something in a little bit, if anything else interesting happens. But so far, there has been very little wonder. Why am I saying very little wonder about my ramble or my wonder? Wonder. Oh, God damn it. Anyway, bye. Well, this is the first time that I think I can understand why they say don't do this in the dark. I'm now walking up a very dark and horrible alley that I genuinely do feel like I wonder if I'm going to die this evening. By the way, all the pictures that I take this evening will be up on Instagram. Oh shit, I'm trying to take one at the moment. No, that works actually, that's fine. Yeah, I'll put them up on Instagram as I go. Well, at the end of the night I'll put them up in order. You can see where I ended up, and you can see this dark alley and why I think I'm going to end up getting murdered. Oh, right, now I just read the instructions and I just realised I thought I was missing something. I thought I had to enter a word into the app for it to tell me or to help with the intention. But no, apparently that's all to do with the mental power of my brain, which is a load of bollocks, isn't it? There's no way my brain connects with my mobile phone. My brain connects to very little, granted, but it certainly doesn't connect to an app on my phone. So I'm going to rule that straight out. I'm going to keep it as the word wonder, But I do think that's bullshit. Now, scared the shit out of me. That's okay, bud. Someone climbing over a fence. Now, bizarrely, I don't think I've ever been to this playing field. Lovely open space. I don't think I've ever been here. Well, if I have, I've blotted it out of my mind. Oh, heart's still going, Jesus. Oh, well, anyway, not that far from our first destination. About 8 minutes, according to maps on my watch. And, I'm going to turn right and walk across the field at this point. So really off the beaten track. Fair enough. Well, I'm going to try not to get murdered. If you don't hear any more of this episode, if you hear this episode at all, it meant I didn't get killed. Winning! The heart has calmed down and now I'm just looking across this field and just seeing the man who scared the shit out of me walking lengths across the field, backwards and forwards, all a little bit strange. But I am coming up to the end of the walk now, or the first anomalous result. Jesus, really can't speak today. And it's right on some allotment, a public allotment. It's a very nice looking thing, some nice little sheds, some people's stuff on there. In fact, I know it's dark at the moment, but I will get a picture of it. Yeah, look, I'm going to end route because I am officially there. And I'm just going to take this picture. It looks quite horrible, actually. It looks a little bit weird because I'm doing it on the 0.5 lens. So everything's a little bit kind of warped. It looks quite horror-esque. But no, I'm in the middle of the field now. There has been nothing I would say wonder or wonderful about this. It's just been a walk to a field that the more I think about where we are, I have been here. And that, I could say that is weird. It's brought me to somewhere that I didn't recognise to start with, and why would I? So back when I was between the age of 10 and 14, I was a St. John Ambulance cadet in St. Albans. And weirdly, we were based out of Cunningham Hill School, which is just the other side of these allotments. And I'm just having a look around. It's dark, so I can't really see, but I'm guessing that there is a footpath that leads us between there and here. And the reason it's weird is because this is the park we came to play football once. So St. John Ambulance, everyone jokes about, oh, well, what have they got in their first aid bag? They got some polos, but they are a very good organization, or used to be. And as a cadet, I learned everything from first aid to CPR. I got the cadet of the year once, blow my own horn, of course. And we got to go on events and do all sorts of things and actually treat people. And it was very exciting. But the nice thing about a Friday evening, was it a Friday or a Thursday evening? No, it was a Friday evening because I had tennis and then I would have St. John. And the nice thing about the St. John cadets was it was a bit like a bit like Biker Grove, you know? The first half of the evening, the first hour and a half would be first aid and drill, so we learned how to march, all that sort of stuff. And then the second part of the evening would be the tuck shop would come out and we'd play indoor hockey in the school, or we'd play manhunt on the school grounds, or we'd just play games. And it was a good social club. Unfortunately, because of the lack of members, they ended up closing our division. It was quite sad, really, but I was turning into a teenager at that point and discovered beer not soon after, so obviously it wasn't too much of a loss for me. But we came to this park, and let's go back to this story. We'd left Cunningham Hill School, came to this park, and we were playing football, and as we headed back, we saw a moped driver walking out of our unit with his helmet on to his moped and just floored it away. And it turned out he'd gone into the stock room and he'd got the tuck shop tin, which must have had 50, 60 pounds worth of money in it, because the tuck shop tin kind of had a float in it that would last over the year, I think. And he just nicks it. And he nicked the donation tins we had as well. And this was early mid-90s. So obviously very distressing, and some of us ran after him, some of us didn't. And I remember the unit leader at the time jumped in his, I think he had a Mini at that point, and he floored it after him, but didn't catch up. Police came, didn't take any interviews, but except from the adults, and that was the last we heard of it. He was never caught. But this was the field we came to and played football in before that all happened. So if that's a weird thing, then I will say that is a weird thing. But I wouldn't say it's to do with wonder. So you know what? Straight away, I'm scratching that from the book. I can guarantee that my brain played no part of coming to this quantum spot in bunny ears. So I'm going to open up Random Norsica again and see what the app now says. So I am here. So create report, I guess. Discover and share trip reports with random orts around the world. Okay, let's do that very quickly. So, oh God, no, that's not going to be quick at all, is it? TJ Variety. Oh God, I can't type either. I can't speak and I can't type. Variety show. Brilliant stuff. That'll do. You can't choose your user tag. Well, that sucks, doesn't it? Anyway. So I've created it. And, oh, there are some around me. That's, oh no, none of these are around me. Oh, or are they? Well, there's definitely not a team sport karting in St Albans, so this isn't anywhere near me at all. And it's not letting me report mine, so fuck them. I'm not going to do that. Well, that cost me 20 hour points, and that was 2 miles that I've walked. I normally walk between 6 and 8 miles when I go out for a long walk. So let's generate another one. So it knows where I am. So I'm going to do generate new point. I don't want to do it with the subscription, so go away. Now, why is it? It's not moving to where I am. How do I? Right, okay, I'm going to close the app and I'm going to start it again, because I've got to say, it's not a brilliant app. Right, it's now found me and it's put the radius around me. I'm going to set that as another 1.5 miles. I'm going to do power again, so most anomalous area of random points. Or should I do blind spot? Quantum random coordinate. No, I don't know what that is. I'm just going to do power again. So I'm going to do generate and allow your mind to manifest. So I've got to think of something at this point, apparently. So for that, I'm going to think of the word bollocks. Bollocks, bollocks, bollocks. Now, hopefully the app's got some sort of... Actually, no, it didn't show my microphone. No true anomaly available. Oh. Try again momentarily. How is one going to randomly appear? That's crap, isn't it? That is utter, utter crap. Well, I've said it's 1.7. And I'm going to do it as a tractor this time. Let's see what that one does. So generate. You're about to embark on your journey. I've got to fill my mind full of the word again. So I'm going to do it as bollocks once more. Bollocks, bollocks, bollocks. There's no microphone icon, so they're not accessing the microphone listening to me. So I say, honestly, that whole thing about using your brain is bullshit. Well, we know it is. Come on, let's face it. Nothing weird has happened. I've seen 3 foxes. Otherwise, oh, and I've been nearly scared to death. Oh, God, right. This is sending me on a... This is quite a long walk this time. So it's sending me to 59 Watling Street. Oh no, Watling View, sorry. So Watling Street is the old Roman road that runs all the way from north down to London, otherwise known as the A5. But this is Watling View, which is off Watling Street. And that is near the chip shop that I used to get fish and chips from with my mum and dad and my brothers when I was growing up and had to go to the shop on a weekend. So let's start journey for that. Yeah, go and save it as... Rando field, fuck it, that'll do. Opening maps. We're going to start direction and we're going to be walking. And it says 34 minutes this time, and this is going to take me... Oh, right, it's going to take me to London Road, near the old cinema, but not quite, which is a shame because the old cinema I would have loved to explore before it was refurbished into what it is. It's going to take me down to roughly where McDonald's is. Oh, the back of the range. Okay, so I'm going near the railway. I'm going through an old golf course. Oh, then I'll end up in someone's front room from the look of it. Oh, well, let's get walking and we'll see what happens. Join me again in a little bit. Bye. I missed my turn there. God dear, it's another fucking one that I think I'm going to die on. Let me get a picture of this before I embark on further things that may end my life on this little walk. I can kind of see why they don't want you to do this on your own very often. Holding still. Did that get a good picture? Yeah, that'll do. Right. So, it's taken me off London Road, which is the main road up to St Albans Town Centre, down a very dark, horrible set of stairs, and it's taken me onto the old train line. Now, this old train line used to run all the way to Hatfield and further, and I believe this one also ran down to Watford. And I'm just walking down, it's taking me onto the abandoned rail line now, which is now a very, very nice cycle route and walk. It's also fact number one, there is an abandoned glove about half a mile to my right that, if you listen to one of our earlier episodes, then you'll know exactly why that glove was abandoned. And now I'm just walking past the old train station. Now, the old train station is a spectacular building. In fact, I've got a couple of stories about this, and sorry if this is becoming one of these, I don't know if people actually like it when people talk about their memories or what, but let me just get a picture of the old station while I'm here. So the old station, so when I was growing up, this was all a bit of a wasteland. There's a housing estate there now, obviously, just like there is anywhere, but it was a long strip of kind of abandoned land. Obviously it was the old railway, it was a walk that you could walk down, but the man that owned it collected military gear, and he had a couple of tanks, he had a couple of kind of jeeps and that sort of thing, and he sold World War II memorabilia. And they used to have the occasional day that you could come and he'd have a barbecue of some sort going on, and then he'd also have one of the tanks driving up and down, and you could, being the 90s and no safety, climb onto the tank and have a ride on the tank. Well, I remember the final event he did, we'd come, and as we were leaving, everyone was running towards where it was because someone had fallen off and gone under the tank track. So that's horror story number one about this exact position I'm walking on at the moment. And horror story number two is, if you look up the history of St Albans and the old train station on the abandoned, it's called the Nicky Line. Was it the Nicky Line? No, that's Hemel Hempstead. I can't remember what this line was, but this was the St Albans line anyway. And yeah, basically, station master came home and found his wife having it away with another person, so the station master took an axe to her and murdered her in her bed. So that's the story of the station house. And what's very weird is, even with that history, it's now a busy bee's nursery. Does it go hand in hand? Who knows? But anyway, now I'm walking through what looks like a very nice housing estate. Probably out of my price bracket by a good couple of hundred thousand around here, just like most St Albans is now. But what I don't like is, I know that this is going to be walking into the dark, and I'm all on my tod, so I think I'm going to take my headphones out now. I'm going to pay a bit more attention, and I'm probably going to use a torch on my phone, because I'm a bit of a wimp really when it comes to walking in the dark. Well, bear with me, and I'll see you the other side. So just walking over the River Ver, over the old bridge that went over the river to the railway, and I can't catch it on the camera, it's too dark, and as good as cell phones or mobile phones are, don't know why I come up with that Americanism, as good as mobile phones are now, I can't get a picture of the cathedral from here. I'd need to have my proper camera and a tripod for that, so that's not going to happen, because I already get the feeling I'm going to get anally raped by the monsters in the trees. So maybe another night when I'm a little bit more prepared and a little bit looser, hey. But yeah, there's a beautiful view of the cathedral all lit up in the distance. One thing I would say, and this company is known for doing these cycle walks, there's a big company that did my, I won a competition, the same company that did this cycle path from South St Albans all the way up to Hatfield using this old train line. They make wonderful cycle paths. Their entire aim in life is to make cycle paths and give us cycle infrastructure, which is going to be really good for us. However, if you want to cycle at night, yes, I know you, well, you're meant to have front and rear lights. How many people actually do that is another matter. But it is horrible to walk along here at night. There are zero lights. And you would have thought in this kind of day and age, you could put a load of lights, even one every, let's say, 20 meters, that's solar charged, that only run to, let's say, 11 p.m. It wouldn't be much to ask, would it? Instead, I'm walking in near pitch black at the moment. I can see off in the distance the light of where the trees come apart, and we're getting the moonlight and the remains of the sunset. But otherwise, it's really dark, really quite creepy. Doesn't make a good photo, so I won't do another one. Or will I? Oh, I'll find out on Instagram. And that is, oh no, that's a cat. That's not a fox, that is another cat. Oh, sorry, I thought I'd got another fox to make it number four, which would have just been a very weird that I've had that many foxes already. But there you go. Right, let's get a picture and see if I can actually do anything about this. That's going to make this look a bit, I mean, I don't think I can show you actually how dark, oh, I can here actually. I don't think I can give you an idea of how dark this actually is. Now, the picture I've just taken is just off to the left. That's got a street light. The bit that I'm walking along doesn't. So I am going to put my torch on now. Oh, I've got someone coming towards me also with their torch. So it shows it's not just me that doesn't like walking in the dark. Anyway, I'm going to stop recording and I'll come back to you if something else interesting happens. I've just walked under an old railway bridge that's got the road running over it, Cotton Mill Road, I think it is, Cotton Mill Lane. And I forget actually, you know how impressive those bridges are when you think they've all been built by hand, brick after brick, that beautiful curve, it's impressive. It really is impressive. But I'm walking uphill now, and Siri's now trying to tell me I've asked it something. I haven't, I just held my arm. Oh, it's doing it again. Stop it, you stupid thing. Ah, right, now I'm into Cotton Mill, so this is a little bit of a different area for the walk. Got the old train, well no, got the new train line, so I'm still walking on the old train line, and this is what we call the Abbey Flyer train. So this is the train line that runs from St Albans Cathedral all the way to Watford Junction. And it used to be quite a novelty to take the train places, but oh, now I've fucked up, shit, hang on. I've got to walk back 10 yards. I was getting looked at strangely for walking and talking, but I think, you know what, Karen was probably right when I said about that. Most people probably think I'm just talking to my AirPods, don't they? Anyway, right, I'm just walking, and I've now got to cross the old Abbey Flyer line. Now, in theory, I shouldn't get killed by a train, because this train line doesn't run at night. It runs a very limited service as it is. Let's actually get a picture, actually. That's quite a cool picture. Oh my God, that's bright. Let's brighten that up a little bit. That'll do. And we've got a picture. And let's carry on the walk. So I'm now crossing over the old train, the train line that's still in function. Looking both ways, obviously, good idea. And I'm not dead, and wave to the camera, hello. Well, I've survived, now where's it asking me to go? So to the right or to the left? Oh, this is called the Cotton Mill Crossing for anyone that cares. I think, oh right, it wants me to go to the left rather than to the right, so I'll keep going. It's not far now, I think it's saying about 10 more minutes on my walk. And I'll be at my next anomalous, oh no, sorry, I didn't do that. I did power, didn't I? So let's see what power gives me when I get there. So far, it's been very underwhelming. We're on a very quiet road at the moment. In fact, it's been very quiet all night. There's not been many people walking full stop. But it does give you an idea of the area as you walk and you change between, well, financial areas, I guess. Because earlier, when I left the first anomalous point, that's quite an up-and-coming, expensive area of St Albans. And according to kind of Cunningham Avenue, which I think is the road I was walking on, no one believed in curtains. Even if you had a brand new 75-inch or 100-inch screen on the wall, or the bedroom that had a Pro Mac plus Pro displays in the bedroom window. And you wonder, do these people really just not care that anyone walking past could scout out their property? They then go to work and those things are gone. And it does make you wonder, do these people think if they go, they go, it's just money, I'll just buy new ones? Whereas the area I'm walking in now, everybody has their curtains drawn. Not one of these houses I can look into and see what's going on. In a way, it's a little disappointing because obviously it's quite an adventure to have a look around and see what goes on in people's lives around you that aren't yours. At the same time, you think, well, these people care about privacy and not advertising their wares to the world. I mean, we close our windows, our curtains at night, because we don't want people looking in and thinking, oh, I'll come back later and I'll do their house in. It's just a different world for some people, I guess. Some people don't think about it, I guess, but I know I do. Oh, right, turning right, and there's not much further now to the next point. Now we're nearly at the anomalous point, and you could say it's coincidental, and I'm sorry, but for me, coincidence does not mean weird or caused by random nautica. But last week I went for a ramble, as I rambled on, all about Star Trek. And if you've listened to the Untitled Trek Show, you may have heard it if you listened to the episode. If you haven't, that was the bonus episode I released, and it was to do with Save Lower Deck. Anyway, part of that I pointed out was how I got on into... Sorry, let's try that one again, because Siri was talking to me at the same time. How I got into Star Trek. And I've just walked past the old people's home where my Aunt Lily died. So it's a little bit of a weird one. Right, I'm going to have to go down this path to get back on to where I'm meant to be. And that's going to put me back on track. But yes, so I've just walked past there. And another 100 yards on past there would have taken me up to the corner shops where I used to be able to buy a Fry's 5 cent a bar, which was a Fry's cream bar. The only ones that are available now, actually there's quite a few now. There's orange, which has always been around, peppermint, the original cream, and I think they do a raspberry one now, which honestly tastes, or sounds like it tastes horrible. Fuck, I've gone wrong again. I've got to walk back down this dark alley and turn left. And even I'm now lost GPS position as well. That's annoying. Oh no, right, okay, no, I'm back on track now. I can turn down here. Wow, it really is taking me down a weird and wonderful route, this. So down here, and it will bring me here. But yeah, coincidence does not equal weirdness to me. I'm sorry if that upsets anyone, but I will say what's very odd is that suddenly the GPS has started going completely weird on me. But no, right, there you go, I'm there now. And it is a random people's set of garages and the backs of their house. So now, no doubt, someone probably thinks I'm here to rob their cars. Excellent stuff. Watling View Garages, there you go, that's where I've ended up. Let's get a picture of that while I can. Not that it's exciting, but at least it proves where I've been. And what's the time? It's 20 to 11 at night. I've got one more walk in me, I think. So Let's find Random Nautica once more. Here we go. Right, it's actually moved me this time. Right, excellent stuff. Get rid of that promo code because we don't really care about that. Right, let's do point finder, generate new point, and oh fuck it, you know what that'll do. I'm just gonna leave it as that. I'm gonna leave it as a tractor, which is what we did. The wind has picked up, so I'm glad I've got a dead cat on this mic. Breathe and focus on your intent yet again. Who cares? Come on, this really, I still, there's nothing, okay? I've not seen anything to do with bollocks, other than this was total bollocks. There is nothing more than just picking a random spot on a map and walking to it. And you could do that with any app. I guess this takes out the length of opening the map and holding your finger down. Oh, we've got no true anomalies available again. That's shockingly bad. So basically, I've done two journeys and I've had to restart the app twice for it to A, center itself on me. I'm gonna do 1.5 miles once more and I'm gonna hope it takes me up north towards where the car is, because that's where I'd like to go. So I'm gonna use my intent, my brain, to tell it north, head north. Head towards my car, head towards where Derek killed someone from the ambulance service. Or even head to one of Derek's houses. That'd be a cool coincidence. Ah, this takes so long. What you do matters. Oh, fuck me, no. That's weirdly. Okay, and I will say this is weird. I've just said I want it to head back to my car because I want to go home. And the location it's actually pinpointed is maybe 300 meters away from my home. Old home, that is, with mum and dad, not home with my wife and my children. And no, before anyone starts doing any deep diving on it, that means fuck all. It doesn't mean I want to go home to my parents rather than there. And no, me saying that doesn't mean that either. It just is, again, coincidence. It's moving me further away from where I started, and I think that's just the app's algorithm. It knows where I started, and now I'm moving further and further away from it. I'm going to do generate new point. No, I'm not going to save that point. I'm going to set it to a smaller radius this time and see what it does this time. And then if it doesn't generate one, heading where I'm going to go, I'm just going to walk and take my own random route and prove a point that actually you can just take a random route and have as much of a weird experience as using Rando Nautica. Breathe and focus on your intent. Yes, I know. No true anomaly available. So there you go. You cannot do one walk and then have an anomaly straight away. So no, Rando Nautica, you're bullshit. So I'm now going to walk home. I'm not going to have a map going. I am just going to walk in a direction that I know is roughly home and head home by a random route. And if I have a weird experience, then we can say with fair confidence that Rando Nautica is just a fun way to spend £2.99 to get 600 pointless owl credits and have it tell you to go to a random place that you could have done by just sticking your finger on Maps or Google Maps. I think that's a fair conclusion. Right. Let's get on with this walk back to the car, because I've done 4 miles and I know that it's about 2 miles back to the car from here. Right, I've moved on to a random playlist on my phone now. I've run out of Punk Rock Factory. Really, really love their version of Animaniacs and the Arthur theme tune. Definitely go and listen to them if you get a chance. I'm now just passing a church. Now, the only story I've got of this church, you could say is a bit sad, well it is sad, was my two best friends, they were brothers, dad died a few years ago, and this was where they had the church service. It's a Catholic church on Vestra Avenue, so I'm guessing it's called Vestra Avenue Church or something like that, just using logic there. Now, obviously, death is a sad thing, but I will never forget that funeral, because the organ player they had doing the music must have hit every other note was wrong. It became comical. Everyone was getting the giggles, except for the people in the very front row. Everyone else, his brothers, his mum, they were separated at this point, but just the music just, it was utterly, utterly terrible. And it's like, it really was every other note she got wrong. And it's the sort of thing you see in one of those, something like Austin Powers, you know, it's designed to make you cringe, but you can't help laughing at it. And, in fact, what song is it? Where he says, laugh at a funeral. Oh, 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies. Laugh at a funeral. You'll know it when it happens, sort of thing. And it's absolutely true. And so hard to keep a straight face during that. But anyway, walking down Watling Street then. So that's the old Roman road that runs all the way to London, the A5. And then I'm going to turn right and head up Hollywell Hill, which is probably going to break me because it always does, no matter how healthy you are. It's a bitch of a hill. And that takes me into the town centre. I might take a quick walk around the cathedral and then back to the car. And that'll be it, done and dusted, really. But still, nothing more interesting than on the Rando Nautica app, which just kills it completely, doesn't it? All these, like Paul alluded to in episode 390 of Cheap Show, the majority of these social media influencers that have had something weird happen when they've used it have magically had their phones to hand and they've captured videos of these weird things. They're definitely not staged, not in the slightest. And if you can't tell by the tone of my voice, it's bollocks, isn't it? All of this, all the stories you read about it are people taking things and putting it into a context that suits the story, the narrative that they want to convey to the world, hoping more people will follow them. Now, obviously, this is a bonus episode for the podcast. I'd love for more people to listen. And yes, I'm doing Rando Nautica, which is popular, let's say. So that might draw some people in. Unfortunately, as soon as they hear me saying it's bollocks, it's probably going to have them turn off and never tune back in. But there you go. Anyway, back to walking. So just crossing over a little bridge that crosses the River Ver next to what used to be the Duke of Marlborough, which is now a house, and a little sad, geeky love story of 15-year-old me, oh shit, rat in the bin. 15-year-old me, heading, in fact 16 probably at that point, my first proper girlfriend, in fact my only girlfriend at that point, and we were going to prom. And oh Jesus, so I'd gone to prom with her, and promptly kind of a week later, because I didn't bother going, well, not because I didn't bother going to, that's not the right thing to say, but I didn't, after prom, go to Destiny nightclub in Watford with the rest of the year 11s, and no doubt many of them got turned away. But back in the day, again, late 90s, if you had a fanny and you had tits, you got in. That was the way it went in those days. Wouldn't happen now. If it does happen, it's frowned upon. Well, it was frowned upon then, but you know what I'm talking about anyway. Anyway, about a week and a half after prom, I was broken up with, and she got with another bloke, which she'd met that night, and heartbroken as you can imagine. But what I had done just after prom, and I never had the bollocks to give it to her, 16-year-old me had gone to Argos in town centre, and she said she'd always wanted, or she'd always liked, a gold ring with a red stone in it. And of course, good old Elizabeth Duke was affordable jewellery, so I bought her a very cheap red ring with a red gemstone in it. Wasn't anything special, wasn't anything expensive, probably didn't cost more than 20 quid. Now bear in mind, I would have had zero idea whether or not this would have fit her. She would have had zero reason to wear it, because when do you randomly wear rings when you're 16? God knows what I was thinking. I was just being a diehard romantic, I think. Anyway, yeah, she broke up with me. So I crossed over that bridge, which, by the way, during the winter and when it's wet, is nearly impossible to walk over it without breaking your neck. And I stood at the top of it and I dropped into the river Ver, the ring, and it sat there on the silt. And probably to this day, somewhere along the Ver, along that stretch, you will probably find it sat there decaying away in the silt. What a happy story. And yes, as you can hear, I'm now walking up Holywell Hill and it's killing me. Yay. Oh, we're getting towards the end of the walk. Now I'm walking through the town centre, walking past all of the clothes shops and realising how much I live my life in going through nostalgia and wishing that places like Woolworths were still along here. And I'm just going to say something very geeky right now. There's a brand new XC90 ambulance sat across the way from me, and it's a fucking gorgeous vehicle. That's really gorgeous. Jesus. I bet that's going to be a fun drive on Blues and Twos. Anyway, yeah, I do kind of live my life a little bit too much in nostalgia, but maybe it's a coping mechanism, I don't know. I know it always makes me warm, fuzzy and happy when I talk about it and when I think about it. And I'm guessing it doesn't do anyone any harm, so what's the problem with it? Just walking past Barclays now and realising my music is actually louder than I can hear myself talking now, so I'm probably now shouting over the microphone. But anyway, walking up St. Peter's Street, I'm going to turn left onto Victoria Street. No, Catherine Street, sorry. And I'm about 5-10 minutes away from the car. That's the end of the walk at that point. Nothing wonderful happened, but nothing at all different to Rando Nautica at this point. So, yeah, make of it what you will. In fact, before we get back to the car, and I'm realising now that I may have cut myself off quite often before I've started talking, that will teach me for not waiting until I press the record button and waiting a second. I'm just walking past the Peace Hospice Care Shop, which is on the end of St. Peter's Street as you turn into Catherine Street. And as much as I love the charity, I've got to say, this is the shittest of the charity shops I think St. Albans has. Everything is massively overpriced, and I'm just looking in the window here. It is, I know charity shops are meant to be full of tat, but it's just, it's not good tat. There are better charity shops out there in the town. But to be fair, St. Albans charity shop game is shit in compared to Watford. So, yeah, it's just a bit of a shame. I'm just looking in the window here and the board games are crap. They've got rid of all their DVDs now. They sold them all for like £1, or they did it per disc, I think. So if there was a box set that had 10 discs, you paid £10 for it, which is £8 more than you pay for it anywhere else. So yeah, I wouldn't recommend this one. I'm just looking, seeing if there's anything that catches my eye at all. And there's a Carl Pilkington book, because of course there is. There's some jigsaws, which no doubt have a couple of bits missing, but they aren't telling you about that. And even the kids' toys are crap. Oh well. Really not far from the car, and in fact this will probably be the last update now. I'm walking back into where I last saw the two foxes. But I've just actually been walking since I told you that horribly depressing, stupid story about 16-year-old me being properly lovelorn and so on. Made me realise I don't think it was actually a ring. I think all this time I've told myself it was a ring. But the more I think about it and the more I take myself back, there was no way I would have bought a ring. It was definitely not a ring, because I would have needed to have known finger size. And even then, I wasn't that much of an idiot. So I've just gone in and gone, oh, well, yes, you'll be a K, an L, a J size ring. There's just no way I would have done that. And having a quick flick through the Argos catalogue as I walk on the phone, from that era. Thank you to Retro Mash for hosting those. I think it was actually a necklace. It would make way more sense that it was a necklace. So there you go. If you ever fancy metal detecting in the Ver and they let you, if you find a ring, the original story was right. If you find a necklace, I for some reason retold the story in my head that it was a necklace instead, that it was a ring instead. But it's funny what the brain does to you over time. And bear in mind, that was 24 years ago. And it was a horrible time, because just like anyone would say, losing your first girlfriend is a horrible thing to anyone. And no one ever believes that things will ever feel better, do they? They always just straight up, it's the end of my life, it's the end of the days, I hate everything. And you go on that downward spiral. But of course you realise, eventually things can only get better. Oh, why did I end on doing a horrible song reference? Come on, do better. And I'm pretty much back at the car. It's around this last corner and then I'm there. And honestly, this is the final bloody addendum to that story, which I'm slowly starting to regret saying. I'm almost 100% now it was a necklace. And no, I would not have been buying a ring as a 16-year-old for engagement purposes. So get that out of your mind straight away. Ah, well, this walk has been 6.35 miles by the time I finally get to the car. It's taken me 2 hours and 15 minutes. That's not been a bad pace actually for this. Bit slow for me, but it's because I've been stopping and taking photos and everything like that. I've had a bit of fun. Yes, Rando Nautica is rubbish, but if you only want to use the 150 free owl credits a day, and I'm sorry, the wind's really picked up now, so it may be really hard to hear me, so let me turn my back into it. If you only want to use the free credits every day, it's a good way of randomly choosing an area to walk in your local vicinity. I can see that it can land people in trouble, because obviously it's going to dump you in places that sometimes you're not meant to walk. But otherwise, it's not bad. However, if you're looking at it as the genuine quantum thing, then no, it's a load of rubbish. And no matter how hard you think of something, that is not going to help you with your journey on Rando Nautica. Then you might as well just choose a random spot using Apple Maps and walk to it like that. Anyway, I'm going to get in the car now. I'm going to drive home. I'm going to edit this up and get it done just so it's out for the next day. So it is 23:32, so 11:32. I'm signing off, and we will see you at the next episode on Monday. See you later.